The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Putting it as bluntly as radio will allow, I believe the newly elected Liberal Congress is trying its best to emasculate President Bush and the American presidency. The same foolish mentality which believes that gun control will make our nation safer while criminals will always obtain guns is the same mentality that believes that we must tell the enemy in Iraq and Iran that we will stop fighting on a certain date. These thinkers are not capable of being leaders. True, President Bush and the present administration have made mistakes in Iraq. Besides faulty intelligence, too skimpy, too late, not enough troops, because politics gets in the way of lawmakers not wanting the draft because their re-elections are more important than defending our country adequately. This new liberal Congress is making matters worse, not better. So long as we are divided, not together as a country, we will remain weak and the enemy will win. Now hear this. This is a contribution request. Dear friends and relatives, we have the distinguished honor of being on the committee to raise $5 million for a monument to Bill Clinton. We originally wanted to put him on Mount Rushmore until we discovered there was not enough room for two more faces. We then decided to erect a statue of Bill Clinton in the Washington, D.C. Hall of Fame. We're having a bit of difficulty as to where the statue should be placed. It's not proper to place it beside the statue of George Washington, who never told a lie, or beside Jesse Jackson, who never told the truth, since Bill Clinton could never tell the difference. We finally decided to place it beside Christopher Columbus, the greatest Democrat of them all. He left not knowing where he was going, and when he got there, he didn't know where he was. He returned not knowing where he had been, and did it all on someone else's money. If you are one of the fortunate people who have anything left after taxes, we expect a generous contribution to this worthwhile project. Thank you, Bill Clinton Monument Committee. P.S. The committee has raised $1.35 so far. P.P.S. And another thing. Let me get this straight. Bill Clinton is getting $12 million for his memoirs. His wife Hillary got $8 million for hers. That's $20 million for memories from two people who for 8 years repeatedly testified under oath that they couldn't remember anything. Thanks, Marcia, for KSCO and KOMY. This is Kay Swirling.